So today, I thought we could do a review of the basic meditation instruction and look at both of the two techniques I gave regarding eye gaze. So first, I'll just make a few comments, and then we can just begin our practice. I didn't bring my gong, but I'll do it with my voice. And then when there's a shift, I'll just speak, and we'll move to the next possibility of practice. So the most basic meditation instruction is called shamatha, and that means peaceful abiding. And we first work on ourself and find our own center, basically have a connection with our own mind and notice what's happening with our thoughts. This technique is really considered to be secular, since it's not related to any religious, so to speak, instruction. But anyone can work with this practice of basic meditation. So what we're doing is learning to tame our mind. And as Sogyal Rinpoche says, he calls it bring the mind home, which I think is wonderful. It's a great image, because often we find when we start to meditate that we're wandering all over creation. And when we notice that, we bring the mind home. That's a very, very good description of what we do. So we work with our breath in this particular technique. And in this first technique, we spoke about working with the eyes lowered, either open or closed, whatever works best for you, and being present with the breath. Particularly noticing the out-breath, and when the mind wanders, we come back to the breath. And the whole point of the practice is to be present in the moment, not dwelling on the past, not anticipating the future, just being here right now, in this body, on this spot, fully present in the moment. Posture is important because it helps us to stay centered, and the alignment of our body and the spine helps us have a relationship between our body and mind that's more awake and alert. if your mind wanders, just come back to your breath. And on the out-breath, it's like riding a wave out. It's like putting your mind on the breath. And as it dissolves, then there's a gap before the next in-breath. Just be present in that gap. The second technique we talked about was raising the gaze, and you could either work with the first technique, or if you wish, you could raise the gaze and just look straight out. Here you can maintain about a 25% awareness on the breath. In other words, you don't lose that center, but the emphasis would be more on the environment or your awareness in the environment. So about 75% of your awareness in the environment and 25% just still holding the thread of the breath. Or gentle awareness of yourself sitting on the cushion. You might shift the object of awareness to sounds. And be present with the sound without labeling or trying to figure it out. There's no manipulation in any way. Just be present. With the eyes, you could just relax also. Relax your eyes. You're not trying to look at anything or focus on anything, but just let the object come to you. you're uncomfortable, it's fine to shift your position. But just before you move your position, just pay attention and be aware. And then if you move, move mindfully. So it becomes part of the meditation practice. Practice with our eyes open, being centered in our body, and also open to space, is mixing our mindfulness with the space of awareness. And in this way, actually, we can be more available to others as we practice this. We could do it at any point during the day, at any moment. Ding!